everyone, I'm Sara and this is Unica Radio. Welcome to my show Live, where we talk about volunteering experiences of my guests who did some projects abroad or in their local environments. And today we have opportunity to talk with Giovanni Biscu. Giovanni, welcome to my show.
Hello, Sara.
We know that you do great website for TDM and for a lot of different people, but what else are you doing?
I'm a web designer. I work for private companies, associations like TDM, and I build a website basically in my life. I'm a young entrepreneur, and that's my work.
So you did your European Solidarity Corps in Portugal.
Yeah.
Was it also for this kind of job, or you did something different? What kind of project did you do, and where, how long?
Not really. I was in Portugal for 6 months, I think, in Braga, Portugal, in the north of Portugal. And it was a young association with a lot of stuff about young, like artists, young artists. And my tasks were basically to film and make video editing, basically. And I was involved in this field. And what I'm doing now is just something totally different, but I really enjoy my EVS, or European Solidarity Corps, as it is called now.
How did you get the idea to go abroad, to do this kind of project?
Because I met TDM after my graduation, and they were talking about youth exchange in Porto, which was the city I made my Erasmus study for the university. So it was for me a great opportunity to come back to Porto, even for 1 week. And then I come back and I meet Luca and the other people of TDM, and I start to like volunteering for TDM with other young volunteers, something like that. And they said to me, Giovanni, would you like to come back to Portugal? There is an opportunity with EVS, or European Solidarity Corps, for 6 months to Synergia. It was the name of the association in Braga. You will replace Antonio, another volunteer from Italy, that is coming back. And I said, okay, yes, why not? And it was a nice experience, because I have, first of all, a lot of fun there. And what is more, I stay there for the Erasmus Young Entrepreneur. And then they contract me and they hire me for another half a year, more or less. And then I decide to come back for other personal reasons. But for me, EVS was the opportunity to discover and to find a job, and to discover and to stay more in a place that I love, like Portugal.
And now, considering that you already been in Portugal and that you did your Erasmus studies one part in Portugal, do you think that it was easier for you to go that second time than the first time? And can you compare this kind of experiences? What was easier? What was harder? What helped you?
Yes, because of course the language, if you know Portuguese, it's better.
Yeah, of course.
And then for me it was like something good, an advantage for me to speak Portuguese already. But even also to know the culture of the people, it was an advantage for me. If I have to compare, it was totally different, because in one, the first time I went there to study, and you know how is Erasmus study, no? Okay, I studied, I make a lot of exams, and it was a good experience for me also at the university level. But I have also a lot of fun, of course. I was Erasmus, so it was funny. And the second time it was a little bit, it was very more serious, I would say. Because okay, you are volunteer, we call it volunteer, but you have to work. So I have to respect some deadline, some timetable, something like that. So it was something different. But of course, the first time it advantaged me, take me some advantage for the second time that I went there.
And how old you were when you came second time for EVS?
I think I was 28 or something like that.
Okay, and did you have some challenges? I mean, okay, you already knew culture, you already knew more or less everything about about Portugal, but it's a different kind of experience. So did you have challenge to work for the, I guess, the first time, to respect some deadlines and some...
No. I have to be honest with the association, with the boss, the owner and the other colleagues. For me, it was fantastic with Portuguese people. And for me, work was very safe place. I have some challenges at home, but probably it's my fault, because to live with flatmate is not easy, especially if the your flatmates are more young okay, than you. I mean, like, there were a girl like 18 years old, and of course it was totally different mentality, but nothing so impressive. So sometimes you have to be then, but I survived.
Yeah, I guess that can be a challenge when it's a different culture, even if you know about that, and when you discover it's still different, and when you have different lifestyle. Because I also, like, I was studying for 4 years and I was living in dorm and sharing room, but it was different when I was studying, and now when I mean volunteer, but I consider that like work, so it's not the same like when you live with students and people who work. So can you share some situation with us?
Sometime, maybe it was a Sunday, I would like to enjoy my Sunday and something like that. I was not feeling so good, but then I came off from my room and I find my flatmate was inviting people for a brunch, you know, the house full of people, and then you had to say, what are you doing? Just ask before, maybe it's better. But I think there are some basic rules that sometimes, maybe when you are young, you it doesn't respect, but still, you didn't respect. Something like that. I mean, conflict, you have to clean. No, it's not, I forgot. Clean. No, no, I can't. And then you have to try to, I don't know.
Yeah, to be flexible. Yes.
And it's not easy sometimes, especially because I was working, then I come back home and I find the hell. Everything was destroyed, yeah. And so sometimes it was not easy. But a part of this was a very nice experience.
I think that, for example, the Italians and Portuguese are kind of similar in some ways, because it's still a Mediterranean country. And can you tell us what were the differences? Did you see, like, in culture, in way of life? What was... Did
but
you
in
have
Portugal or with the other flatmate?
No, in Portugal, where you were living, your experience.
I mean, at university for sure it was different, because in Portugal you have to make the presentation in front of the class about the topic you are going to have an exam in exams, and in Italy it's not. So you have to prepare yourself to speak in public, and sometimes it's not easy. So this is a big difference for me. The first time this examination at university was not easy to speak in Portuguese, so in foreign language in front of everyone to present something. And so university, it's very difficult. It's not easy, the university in Portugal. About lifestyle, I mean, maybe with Sardinia, it's very, very close culture. Portuguese people are always very welcoming, and they look a little bit sad, melancholic. That's very typically from Sardinia sometimes.
Oh, really? I didn't notice that. Yes, for me, people here look so happy, so...
It depends. But still, no. And I have the sea, like in Sardinia. Okay, it's totally different. Sea is very cold. It's not like it's like Mediterranean Sea. But for me, I find a lot of points in common with my culture. So probably that's why I find myself there. For me, is a beautiful place to live. It's different from Sardinia, from Italy in general, because Portuguese people are very calm. It's not like hurry up, you have to... No, in Portugal life is very... It's very easy, I would say. So take it easy and it's okay.
I guess this is the right time to take it easy with one music break. So we will continue to talk with Giovanni about his volunteering experience after the song.
When the stakes are high and you know you've got so much to lose. games begin. Let the best one win. Let the fire light burn through the night. Let the whole world see true victory. Let the games begin. Let the best one win.
Welcome again to the radio show live. I'm Sara and this is Unica Radio. I'm talking with Giovanni Bisco about his volunteering experience abroad, more specifically in Portugal. And we touched the subject how it is to live with students while you are working and how it is to live with foreigners while you are a foreigner, actually. And now we are going to shake this experience with what if questions. So Giovanni, tell me if you have the opportunity to go again for some years. Would you go like Norway or in Turkey, for example?
If I had to choose to Norway and Turkey,
yes,
I would like choose Norway because I'm like fascinated from the north of the Europe and I would like to visit and I've never been, even if I respect Turkey.
And for example, if you have to choose, okay, your project will be about human rights or about ecology, what would you choose?
Probably ecology, because I was interested. I made my degree thesis about ecology or something like that. So for me, it would be nice to choose this topic.
So what was the most interesting situation you had during your EVS? I mean, I guess it's really hard to choose, but do you have some interesting moments to share?
At the time, the owner of the association, the president of the association, bought a whole cinema, multi-sala cinema, mm-hmm. I don't know how you say. So it was like to work in this cinema, to have a lot of rooms for concert, theater, or something like that. So we work a lot in a big space, and I love abandoned places. So for me, in the beginning, it was like my paradise, because mm-hmm. I was exploring something destroyed, not destroyed, but abandoned totally. And it was very funny to build everything from the beginning.
Beautiful. I'm also in love with this kind of buildings. They have so much opportunities.
Yes, yeah, you everything. You discover
potential. What was the biggest learning and like situation that you were really proud of yourself?
Thanks to my Portuguese colleague, I really learned to use a professional program about video editing. Mm-hmm. Some very complex program that I learned to manage, and this was a big challenge for me. But at the end, they told me, you can see all your work starting from your first video to the last one. You see how your work was very good. So I improve every day, and for me it was like, oh, thank you, because they were a very very good video maker. So for me it was an honor to work with these people.
And if you have, for example, opportunity to do your project again, would you change something? What would you do different?
My flat. Okay. I can change.
But you can, though.
No, I would like to have the same experience, the same city, in the same NGO.
And how was returning home?
Oh, I didn't come back home from my EVS because I was ready to come back there for Erasmus Young Entrepreneur. So I stayed. They said, you just go back to wash your...
Yes, wash your clothes and
your clothes and then come back. So it was like 1 month. And then I come back and Erasmus Young Entrepreneur, then I have my contract and blah, blah, blah. So I stayed here another 1 year, more or less.
So how was after?
after. Can I need to come back in this island? This Iceland, Sardinia, is very strange place. Sometimes you don't like, but then when you move from Sardinia, you will see, you will miss a lot. No, Sardinia.
I know, I will.
And then sometimes you need to come back. And TDM was looking for a person like me with video and blah, blah, blah. And they told me, why don't you come back to work with us? And I say yes. So I left Portugal. So I was sad because I left, the places and a lot of big friends there. You say hello, I would see you again. But at the same time, I was happy to come back home because in that time, I really need to come back home.
And do you think that there is something that every person that is on EVS or now European Solidarity Corps, when is returning home, should know and prepare? For example, when I should go home, mm-hmm. what should I know? How should I prepare myself?
Mm-hmm. Good question. will be not easy, as you probably know. And
or I can just stay.
You have to change everything. I mean, you live more or less alone. Okay, you have flatmate too, but probably you have to come back to with your family. And okay, it's good, but it will be totally different. So you have to prepare yourself that you for sure you will have a period like 1 month, 2 months. I don't know. It depends with your family, and you have to change everything. For example, even about kitchen or something like that. So everything will change. You will not eat pasta or something like that. And so you have to take in your mind that it was an experience. It was good, probably, as I hope. As but it's finished. And then you have to find another way. But you can also come back. Of course, you come back. But take in mind that it was here in the past. Just look at this like a good past. And then think about the present and the future.
Yeah, and do you think, for example, because I was talking with more people about this, and one my friend recommended me, look, before you come home, like 1-2 months before that, start to look for a job or something, because it will be easier for you, you know, to move on and to prepare yourself for coming. What do you think? Is it better like to stay, okay, I'm on this experience, and when I return home, I will think about like my future and everything, or before?
You know, to find a job, it's another job. So, because probably you will work. So, I don't know. It's up to you. But, okay, you can look for a job. But to find a job, you have to be serious and every day clicking the... So,
yeah, for
take
me,
in mind.
Yeah, for me,
probably
it looks like better. Like, okay,
enjoy
when I come
TV,
home.
Yeah,
yes, exactly.
Yeah, I think this is it.
Yes, this is why I ask you, because when she said to me this, and I was like, but why to do this when I'm here? Like, okay, I still have 1 or 2 months. Yeah. I don't know, even in 2 months. Months you can change completely.
Yeah. And to find a job, it took a lot of time. What is more, so
yeah, that's true.
You won't have time for sure to do both things, your work and to find another job. So.
Yes. And like speaking about change, what you can say that was the biggest change you notice in yourself? Like, okay, after some time, you had time to process like everything you learn, experience. So during that experience, like, okay, you changed for sure a lot. So. What do you think that was the biggest change?
For sure, my spirit of adaptation, my patience, because I had a lot of situation with my flatmate, something like that, and then you have to accept sometimes, and for sure I was less patient than when I...
And then you started to live alone.
That's why I live alone. I discovered that it was better for me. No, and spirit of adaptation, because you have some time to have some trip, you have to adapt yourself to come back to Italy, you have to take 2 planes with to stay at the airport for 6 hours, and then but okay, apart these, of course, as I already told you, my skills are improved in video editing and graphic programs and something like that.
I have more questions about Portugal, but I will ask you after the music break. So people that you are listening to us, please don't run away, we are returning soon.
Leggera, leggera, gratuita, semplicemente unica. Unica, unica radio app.
Ladies, let me see you winding it down. winding it down.
Welcome to the last session of the Radio Show Live. I'm Sara and this is Unica Radio, and I'm talking again with Giovanni Bisco about his volunteering experience in Portugal. We touched the subject what to do when you return home and how to prepare yourself for going home after a few months of volunteering experience, or maybe even 1 year of volunteering experience. And now, Giovanni, please tell me, is it possible to communicate in Portugal with English? Just do they speak English well?
Yes. Very good English, because they learn English since they were a child, because it's not like in Italy that all the film were translated.
Yes,
so they know since they are kids to listen English.
That's good for beginning. What is like their way of cooking and preparing meals? Do they have also some national drink?
Yeah, of course they have a lot of national drinks and a lot of traditional food. To be honest, Italian kitchen is not for me comparable with other kitchen in the world, even if I like the Portuguese kitchen, but it's very, very strong. It's
not, a lot of spices?
Not spices, but it's very heavy. The tofu with meat and everything inside, and then.
Okay.
But yes, I like a lot of the Portuguese kitchen, yeah.
What would you say to all people who think about volunteering, about going abroad? Do you have some suggestion, advice, supporting thoughts?
If you are asking yourself to go abroad, you are in doubt, the answer is another question. Why not? Why? If you are still in doubt, it's always a great experience, because you improve yourself a lot. You can meet a lot of people, even not only for friendship, I mean also for work. For me it was a chance to work abroad. It's not easy to find a job abroad, and when you come back as well, you can show to your curriculum that you work abroad, and it's not easy. And you develop a lot of skills, not only graphical like me, but also soft skills. And I think, of course, if you have some problem or something like very serious and you have to stay here, okay, but if the problem is just the I will miss my family, or I will miss my boyfriend or girlfriend, don't think about this.
You will not miss. No, I'm kidding, of course, but you don't know until you go,
so. yes, but try and you will see.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank and you. I now have one more question for closing. What did you learn about your culture and about your country during living abroad? Because we don't learn just about other countries, also about yours.
For example, that Italian people are not the only one late. develop the skill. People are really fascinated from Italian people. They have a lot of, I don't know how to say, like a respect.
Okay, Giovanni, thank you very much for your patience and for this interview. I am sure that it will be interesting for people. And thank you very much for listening to us one more time. And I really hope that you find some information that they can be helpful for you. If you have some kind of questions, you can also write us on Instagram profile or Facebook page, 100 Volunteers Days. And see you the second Friday of December with a new guest and with a new volunteering experience. Ciao!
Oh, yeah!